Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College at Botno with Natural North Dakota.
Are you familiar with Mima mounds? They're low circular mounds of soil on some landscapes in Oregon, Idaho, and other areas of the United States, mostly west of the Mississippi River. Mima mounds are something very similar, have been observed in Rolette County. They're mentioned as freckled areas in North Dakota Geological Survey Bulletin 58, Geology of Rolette County, written by Dwight Deal in 1971. Although very difficult to identify on land, Deal noticed easily recognizable freckled areas on aerial photographs of some parts of the county. They consisted of circular areas between 30 and 60 feet in diameter, a few inches high, and soil a bit lighter colored than the surrounding soil, perhaps due to increased calcium carbonates brought up from lower in the profile. Similar features also have been observed in Burke County. Mima mounds are similar features and have been studied in the Wabun Prairie Research Area in northwestern Minnesota and are thought to be the hibernating sites of Manitoba toads. One study found 3,276 toads in one large mound. A subsequent study of these mounds found that they may be associated with the excavation activities of other animals as well, including pocket gophers, ground squirrels, and badgers. These activities alter the soil properties, resulting in loss of soil structure, a lower bulk density, and increased permeability. Although the term Mima mounds was not used in association with the frickled areas in Rolette County, they may be the same or a similar phenomenon. Out of curiosity, I checked the southeastern part of Rolette County on Google Earth. Sure enough, frickled areas are quite noticeable on the southwest corner of the county. I've not found a definitive explanation for the frickled areas of Rolette County, but whatever the origin, it's always interesting to learn something new about the features of the landscape and how they may have been formed. You might want to check those interesting features for yourself on Google Earth. One frickled area is quite pronounced in Section 31, Township 159 North, Range 73 West, which is a couple miles north and east of Barton. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. Subscribe to the podcast or find past episodes at prairiepublic.org.